we're absolutely thrilled and humbled to be in the number four slot and to be picking this award up on behalf of our team. Or if you heard, this is all about a team effort. When we first came across the business, it's 15 years ago on Tuesday, will be the day I signed that form. And unlike some of the stories you've heard today, I completely believed I could do it. I was introduced to the business through a farmer, and I thought, blimey, if a farmer can do it, I'm the marketing director. What?
Very good farmer.
Yeah, she was. And happened to be the top distributor in the UK at the time, but I sort of missed that big town. So, believing that this opportunity would work for me was not actually an issue. I saw the life that I'd always wanted. Both of us had followed the usual path. School, exams, get the best job, climb the ladder, and only to find that our ladder was against the wrong wall. I wanted freedom, I wanted time, and I wanted money. And everything that I looked at, you either had loads of money and no time, or loads of time and no money. So when I saw Forever, I thought, blimey, if that's true, it would be amazing. Now, only a couple of things helped. Well, three things really held me back. The first thing was that I had absolutely no intention of reselling any product to anybody. I also didn't want anybody to know what I was doing. Because really, if I'm honest, this was a bit below me. And I tell you that quite honestly, because the first thing that I had to do in building a business was to get over myself. And when I really saw the opportunity, when I saw that I just had to get out of my comfort zone, get comfortable with being uncomfortable, when we had help with John and Jane, thank you, every single step of the way, despite the various meetings we had, they kept coming back. And I realised that this was something that everybody in the entire world needed to know about. I started the business very part-time. I'm not a risk-taker, so I did about 7 hours a week around the day job, two teenagers, two sets of elderly parents. Within 6 months, I was out of the day job. 18 months later, Alan gave up his job as a corporate director of one of the largest manufacturing companies in the world at that time. And within 3 years, we were earning six-figure income. I did everything wrong to start with because I didn't like everything I was asked to do, so I did the bits I liked. Filing, putting posters up, anything that didn't involve speaking to anyone. And I found after 6 months that although I did have some customers through Jenny John's help, my business wasn't where I wanted to be, and I had to take that reality check. But we'd seen enough to see what we'd got our hands on. I think the biggest lesson that I learned was that a network marketing company involves having a network. I tried sponsoring a few and dragging as many case credits out of them as possible, because that was the least painful way. I could blame them, not me. And it didn't work. And, I believe what you heard from Andy earlier about the networking professional pin, that is the key to building a business. Network marketing is about a lot of people doing just a little bit. And when I started to embrace just sharing the opportunity, because I truly believe every person in the world deserves to know Forever exists. Please God, if somebody had never told me about it, my life would be unrecognisable to the life I live today. I found Forever through a chance meeting. That chance encounter hasn't happened. Makes me shudder to think. We all have people we know that maybe don't know about Forever, and now's the time to talk to them. Don't ever let someone say to you, I thought you were a friend, you never told me. If someone said that to me, it changed my life. I've never felt so small. So if you haven't got the networking professional pin, then you need to find out what it is. You need to make sure that you put it on your list of goals. Because once you've got a team of people, you'll create momentum, you look after your team, your team will grow, and you won't recognise your life 5 years from now.
Okay, you found it first, so respect is what I say. I didn't see it. You heard her say she thought she could do it. Well, I didn't want to do it, whatever it was. I was really happy in the job I got. I worked phenomenally hard, to use Daniel's words, to get to the level I was at. I was designed so sales and marketing director for one of the largest global textile groups in the world. I was in ladies' lingerie. I wasn't going to leave that industry. But all I can say is I started to use the products. I started to put behind me my thoughts. I started to see that Chris actually had a life. She was there for the kids, she was there for me, our parents. She had some sort of balance. But I didn't quite realise at the time how much she was earning. But when I got over myself and happened to look one day at the bank account and heard and saw she was earning almost as much as I was for working 90, 60, 90 hours a week, travelling the world sounds really glamorous. It isn't when you're doing it week after week, month after month. I just thought, I reckon I can do it too. The reason for that is, it's in front of me here today. When I came along to an event like this, I saw people of every type. You see, I thought you had to be a special type of person. Come from a special background, have some sort of a degree. It was about aloe vera. And this opened my eyes a day like this to the possibilities for absolutely everybody. And if the farmer could do it, yes, of course I could. If I was so good in textiles, so good with the ladies' laundry, of course I could do this. I know, I did say she was a very good farmer. But I have to say that one of the best decisions I ever made, but if I'm honest, one of the hardest. I thought I could transfer who I was and what I did into this business. And certain aspects I could, but I had to change. I'd got to stop putting me first, what it was that I wanted, and start to put the needs of others in front of that. And that's what changed everything. My greatest tip for you, we were asked to sort of give a tip on prospecting, and it's to use Lucy Rodmel's words there. Go on a prospecting frenzy. Don't be secretive about it. Don't be reserved. Don't be picky, choosy. Look for those right people. Just take a look at this audience and see the variation of people and there what you can find outside. Don't make a decision on their behalf. Give them a chance to make their own decision. If I were to say to you, if you are the person at the end of the year that's got the most no's in prospecting, I can pretty much guarantee you're going to be the distributor that's going to have one of the most successful businesses. It's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to get as many no's as we can. I've got over 40 in the last 2 weeks. I'm a dismayed no. That tells me the next people are just in line, ready to come. Know your stats. That sounds boring, it's simple. Keep your pipeline. Watch how many one-to-ones you're doing. How many are looking at the information, website, DVD, the recruitment. How many are going to VPs? How many are doing online business presentations for? How many are active on that pipeline? I'll tell you odds now, it's 1 in 11. It's so easy to work out when you're looking. So if we want to sponsor over 40 people this year, which we do, we've got to get information to 440 people. It's not a secret. It's not a magic formula. If we exceed our expectations, we'll get more than our goals. If we don't meet our expectations, if we don't talk to enough people, we won't. It's as simple as that. It's your choice, guys. The competition in this business is fierce, but extremely exciting. To be in the top 10 is amazing. To be number 4 is phenomenal. And we do owe it to the amazing Chrysalis Group. There are so many of you in here today. Every single thing you do adds to this. And this is your award as well. Huge thanks to John and Jane, to all the other leaders that we work contentedly with. I don't know any other business where leaders work together. And amazing thanks to Bob and the staff for making it all possible, and Paul said